Okay, guys, welcome back to the Celtic Frost Retrospective, Part 4. Taking a look at Into the Pandemonium, which was released in 1987. Off on Noise Records. And, what do I have to say about this one? Well, 2 years after the previous record, this would go in a different direction. We're going into the more avant-garde direction with some other elements. Having not listened to this in a while, I do own this one on vinyl, so I popped on the vinyl and oh boy, this album is an experience. Those elements of industrial music, goth rock, doom metal, classical music. Yes, I am not fucking with you. Now the album opens up with the cover of Mexican Radio. And that kind of sets the tone for what's to come. The rest of the record is all over the place. And it works. With most of this album being very engaging from start to finish. The musicianship on this album is very good, just like the previous albums. Thematically, this album is also very different than the previous one, with lyrics about the end of the universe. The other ones are more about dark witchcraftery and shit. So there's a different tone here going on because of that. The cover for this album is also really cool. But this album is definitely ahead of its time. I mean, no band was doing what this was doing in 1987. I mean, if you were to take a look at the metal landscape at that time period, no band was going this direction the same way. Bands like Bathory. Stuff like that. They were, I would say definitely not going this direction, I'll say that. Excuse me there, I need some cheese. I'm fucking hungry. to record this, but I mean, in the metal landscape at this time, man, there really was nothing like this album. I mean, these days, the term avant-garde gets thrown around a lot, but at this time, it really was. No band was going this direction. Which I will say is to be commended. This album definitely took risk in a good way. When you change direction, it's usually a gamble if it's going to be good or not. Well, this was very fucking good. The cover, like I mentioned, is also really nice. Now, you guys know what's next with this one. Man, I really don't want to listen to that again. Next album, guys. We're stepping into the cold lake, and guys, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not really too enthusiastic. But yeah, guys. Well, hope you enjoyed this one. A little shorter than the other Celtic Frost reviews here, but man, I just want to get this one out because I've been holding this one off. Not because I don't like this record, just because I've been, I don't know, focused on other things. Yeah, guys, keep it brutal.